Hello and welcome to The Gaming Duel, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rom, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculations about the gaming industry. Rob, how you doing? How's it hanging?
We chillin'. Just came back from Buffalo Wild Wings with the,
with the lady. Had that in so long, dude.
Because you're fasting. You're on a diet.
Yes. I am, you're right. But even before then, man, I haven't had Buffalo Wild Wings in a hot minute. So, good times.
Well, also on Thursdays, they do boneless wings. Yep, like, you buy one, get one. So, it's half price, basically, for instead of getting 10 wings, you get 20 wings. And I'm like, that's perfect for
that's my type
for
of
leftovers.
That's my type of meal. Now, I see in the background here, you have your nice Sephiroth statue. You finally found like a little place for it. It looks cool. It looks nice.
Yeah. So what I did was we had that table downstairs in our living room and it's kind of like beat up and old. I've had it for such a long time since I was living by myself in my, you know, in an apartment. And I was like, you know what? Let me just move this thing out of here and get like a nicer one for downstairs at some point. And I'll just move this one up there. And I think it looks good. He's just chilling
right there. Looks great. So, great.
Yeah.
Looks dope. I like it. Love to see it. You love to see it. Rob, have you been playing anything else besides Final Fantasy VII Rebirth?
I played a little bit of Team Fight Tactics today.
Really?
The League of Legends. So, you know, I was off that, but I wanted to play a little more of the board game. I kind of wanted to give myself... let me tell you the full story.
Oh.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth pissed me off. Okay?
Oh, finally. Okay, let's hear it.
Pissed me off really bad. And we're going to do a whole... like panel of like a review of that game. I think we need to do it because there's a lot that needs to be said. But I was playing the game. I booted up. I was like, I'm gonna play like for an hour while I'm just chill at for lunch and just whatever play. So I played. I did a side mission and I did like an intel thing right for Chadley, and he's pissing me off too now. I'm like, you know, Kelvin's right. He's kind of annoying. Cloud, hey man, hey, I have a solution for fucking everything because I'm so fucking smart. You know, like that's Chadley. Anyways,
I can't stand him, but go ahead. Keep going. Do your thing.
So I did some of his missions. I did some other side missions in Cosmo Canyon because I'm like, just want to like get through it and start going to the story. I get to the second part of a side mission and I've already been playing the game for at least half an hour, 45 minutes. The game crashes on me. It's just like error and just crashes. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Oh. It's saved. And basically everything I did within that time I was playing was erased
for nothing.
So I was just like at a checkpoint that I stopped from last night. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me right now? What error is this right now?
Right. You would imagine, you would think that would not be an issue for this game, right? Like you didn't have any, you know, weird kind of like hiccups. You didn't have any like glitches, anything like that, any hard crashes like that. But here we are, you know?
Yeah.
I blame Chadley, honestly. I blame Chadley.
Yeah, it's his fault. It's all his fault. Another thing, I was at the dealership today because I had to get an inspection for my car. So I'm like, you know what? They have Wi-Fi at the dealership. I could probably play remote play on there, right? So I bring my phone. I bring my little backbone. And I'm trying to connect back to my PS5. It's not working. It just straight up did not work. And I'm like, what the hell? Like it worked at the hotel shitty Wi-Fi.
Let me tell you, it worked at the hotel in Boston, but it did not work at the hotel over in DC or in Jersey. I tried both times.
Right. So I'm like, what the hell? But on the flip side, I was like, you know what? Let me just try Game Pass or cloud gaming just for the sake of it. And that worked like nothing. It worked. So it was there's a little bit of lag here and there, but it was playable. So I'm like, that makes me not want to get
a portal.
Yeah. It's too inconsistent. Yeah. It's too inconsistent to be a handheld.
Yeah, I agree. Again, a portal is strictly for your house, which is just the mobility to move around your house, in the toilet, in your bed, downstairs in the basement. Like that's the real use for it. Anything else, man, I don't see
it. But it defeats the purpose of like the handheld. You know what I mean? Like you want to take it to places and it's not cheap. It's not like it's like $100. It's $200. So it's like,
hence why we don't have it. Hence why we don't have it, you know? Yeah. Oh, man. I hear that. But I was very frustrated when I could not remote play on my phone simply because I was in Jersey and or in, you know, Washington, D.C.
Right. So too inconsistent. I hope they make it more consistent with remote play, you know.
For sure. Rob, let's keep the consistency going with the Daily Duo news.
The Daily Duo. He's passing out. I almost went full.
I really kind of wish you did because your hair was like going all crazy and shit when you did that. That would have been funny. Continuing on the topic of Final Fantasy, Final Fantasy VII official soundtrack is out right now. Featuring 175 tracks, the physical CD is $67.99 for pre-order, which is 7 CDs. It's also available on all music platforms. The special edition is $79.99, but you can't buy it because it's sold out. And also announced a deluxe music box that will play Aerith's theme and retails for $979.99. Pre-order available now, releasing February of 2025. Man, $979?
That's
$979.
If you buy that thing, you got some wealth because that is a not normal person purchase right there. Like, have you looked at it? Click on the link. Look at it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll check it out.
It's nice. It's beautiful. And that's a prototype. Nice. That's a prototype. It's not even like they say it might not look like this. So like, it's a gorgeous box. I'm sure it's real. It better be real wood.
Better be fucking real wood. Yeah.
Better be gold in there or something. You know what I mean? But like,
what's 900? Like, why? Nope, but why? Like, why? Like, seriously. Out of everything Final Fantasy VII related, why Aerith's, like, music box? Like, why? I'm generally asking, is there a reason for it? Is, like, something in the story, like, that makes this piece important? Or is it just...
I think it's just... a beautiful thing to have, and it's like this is one of those things where, like, if you have it in your house, right, people are not going to know it's like nerdy, right? Sure. They're not going to know by it. So it's really, really cool, and it's actually beautiful because it has, you know, a little plaque when you open it with Aerith's theme. It's actually numbered too, so like these are, I guess, a limited edition as far as, like, you know, there's limited quantities of it. So each box, I think, is numbered with the box you have. So it definitely is a special piece. But the song is only, the music box only plays the song for a minute and 45 seconds. So this is really, do you see this being something like, if you buy this, it's going to be like so much money in a couple of years? Like, it's going to be like thousands and thousands of dollars. What do you think?
I don't, man. I really don't see that being any more than what it is. If anything, I think it'll be cheaper. I just don't understand the significance of it. I feel like don't get me wrong. It looks pretty. It looks nice. I like the theme of it. It looks very, like, it looks like it's expensive, right? But I don't see this costing more in the future. Like, if you know, like how we thought our Pokemon cards would cost, like, thousands of dollars, which some do at this point now, right?
Yeah, but you have to take care of
not it. All of them. You have to take care of them, and it's like specific ones. But like, I just don't see this piece being any more than what it's already worth.
So I'll read a couple of the description of it to you guys. It's the cylinder placement has been adjusted to allow for a longer musical performance. This music box is handcrafted. That's one. No machines.
That's good. Okay.
By skilled craftsmen and provides listeners with an elevated music box experience, serial number included. The procedures for optimizing movement and adjusting the comb have been conducted by hand by a seasoned craftsman, and the box is made of walnut, one of the world's three most precious trees. I guess walnut is really expensive. I didn't know that walnut.
Okay. I still don't think it's going to be any more money than what it is now in like 10 years. But it's handcrafted, which is nice.
I think if you have like fuck you money, this is a really cool.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
To have, but like like if someone gave this to me, I'd like cherish it obviously, and we'd be like, oh my god, this is like crazy. But like,
yep,
I'm not gonna go out of my way to.
You're not gonna go out of your way to buy this, right?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the soundtrack, like the actual like physical copies. The $67.99. You get the original soundtrack with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. What do you think of the presentation of it? I mean, it looks nice to me. It looks like I like the black box, very simplistic, very, you know, I love the logo. It has like the original Final Fantasy VII Rebirth logo there. And then the discs themselves have like, you know, they're color coded 1 through 7. They look nice. It looks cool. You have like a little, what is it, like a art book or something of some sort. So it looks kind of cool for $67.99. Do you think it's worth it?
I think you're better off getting the upgraded version, deluxe version, which has the Buster Sword as like the cover of it.
Buster!
Which is $79.99, which is not that much more. So if you can, obviously you can't get it now. Right. I would have much rather got that. But I honestly would have preferred if they would have done like an LP rather than like a record rather than like a CD. Because for whatever reason, just CDs are just, they're not expensive to make, right? Like they're just, they're cheap. And I don't know, I would have preferred a record. But again, not everyone has a record player. So,
I mean, not everyone also has a CD player. I mentioned the same thing. I'm like, I don't, like I mentioned this on Discord, which you guys should definitely, you know, head over to the Gaming Duo Pod Discord. But I just don't, like, I don't have anything that actually utilizes a CD. Maybe my PS5. Can I put a CD in my PS5 and listen to it? I'm pretty sure. But like, I'm not going to sit there and listen to it on my PS5 and just like, you know, like geek out. Like I don't have a CD player, right? My car doesn't have a CD player. So it's like, what do I use this for?
One of my cars has a CD player.
Okay. There you go.
So
boom.
I think Jess's car has a CD player. Maybe.
There you go. Okay.
So, but
maybe it works for some people, but what do you do if you don't have a CD player? You just don't use it.
You look at it. You look at it.
You just stare at it. It looks nice. It looks nice. $67 right there. Boom. You know?
Yeah.
But pretty cool. I like this. I do like this. Like I'm kind of like throwing shade at it, but not really. But I do, and I do like when, you know, developers do stuff like this, and it's better than a digital digital soundtrack, because I can't stand digital soundtracks. I feel like it's just like
download the PS5. Yeah, give me the physical version. Actually, there's a soundtrack that's in. My camera's messing up, by the way. There's a soundtrack in Final Fantasy Rebirth Deluxe Edition. Let me check the box. I haven't actually opened the box.
Okay. Rob's getting the box.
I'm not going to open it right now, but oh my god, my camera's bugging.
Yo, it is spazzing out right now, dude.
Okay, it comes with a mini soundtrack CD.
Aw. What does that
mean?
Yeah,
whatever the fuck, the mini one is. So.
What? Okay. Sure.
All right, yeah, so it comes with a mini soundtrack CD.
So Rob, the big question is here, are you getting any of these at all?
If I was gonna, I'm gonna get the $900 music box.
The fuck yeah, you money one. Okay, yeah, I like that.
No, I'm gonna get the. I'll sell one of my dogs to get it. I'll do that.
Yeah, which one? I mean, you know, June. I mean,
Should I get rid of? June. Now, Luna's way more than that box. I feel like that I could get a lot of money for that dog.
Yeah.
June.
You just got her though. You know what I mean? May. Not May's June. Cool though. I like May. You know,
nah, she's one of the, she's
the squad. Homie.
Yeah. She's squad. Yeah. June.
Yeah. June's gone.
But no, I think I would get the deluxe edition, but it's sold out. So I can't really get it. So
Fair enough.
If it was a record. I think about it. I honestly would think about it. It was more of like a record. Cause like, there's something about like setting up.
But you
up,
can't
like,
play that either.
You get one, I guess. Or
could get one. Yeah.
You go to your mom's house and ask to
just play the old. Yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you, right. If she ever gets rid of that, you keep that. Like, I don't care.
We don't have it.
Well, you got rid of it.
I don't know where I didn't take it. It was my grandma's.
Where is it?
I don't know. I have to ask. I have no
ask
idea.
Her, dude. That shit is like, I hope she can just like give it away. I hope
not. I don't know.
I would ask her. Anyways.
That if we do have it somewhere and it works, I would be more inclined to buying, I wish it had like a vinyl kind of like a like you know like for Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
like, I would
and you don't have to do like the whole setup. You could just do like take a part of it off and like just cook it up to speakers, because I know it was like a big thing. We had like soundtracks or cassette tapes and CD player and record. You could just do the LP So
you'd love to see it. I'll check. I'll ask.
Yeah.
Moving on. Fallout 4 upgrades are coming to next-gen consoles, or current-gen, I guess, at this point. Bethesda is releasing a free next-gen or current-gen update for consoles and PC on April 25th. This free update includes native applications for PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, performance mode and quality mode settings, as well as stability improvements and fixes. Experiences up to 60 frames per second and increased resolution. We're also releasing a free Fallout 4 update for PC players, says Bethesda. Experience Fallout 4 on your next-gen PC with widescreen and ultra-widescreen support, as well as fixes to creation kit and a variety of quest updates. Fallout 4 will also be Steam Deck verified. Awesome stuff. Obviously, the goal aligned with the new show that just came out today or yesterday, I guess, so you guys check it out. Interesting stuff. What do you think about this?
This is, I mean, they capitalized, right? This was delayed, by the way.
Yes, that it was.
But I think it aligns even more perfectly, the fact that, like, the show released. So people are going to be like, what the fuck's Fallout? If they haven't never played Fallout, and they'd be like, oh, this game's actually really great. It looks really, looks fantastic. Didn't look that fantastic before, but now they're going in. So smart move. Smart move by, I never really gave Fallout 4 a chance. I played it. I think I bought it.
I think so, because I bought it.
It's somewhere. I have it somewhere. And I loved 3. I loved Fallout 3. I just didn't have that for 4. And I think that's widely the consideration as far as consensus, how 4 goes. Yeah, consensus. Yeah. But I might, when I get through my insane backlog, I might go back to Fallout. We'll see.
Listen, man, this is a strategy that clearly works, right? You've seen this done for multiple IPs. You've seen this done for Last of Us. You've seen this done for Cyberpunk. And it seems like it works, right? You specifically went back to Cyberpunk after watching Edgerunners, right? And it got you hooked. So this strategy works. And I think this was a smart move on their end, right? When upgrading an older title, especially Fallout 4. Not sure why they chose Fallout 4. Obviously, maybe because it's the latest Fallout game. But like you said, it's kind of like the redheaded stepchild of the Fallout series, right? Like, people love New Vegas. People love 3, from what I understand. So why not upgrade those into some aspects to, like, really get people Fallout? You know what I mean? Is it too old? So is it too much work for them to actually, like, upgrade and put all these, like, next gen kind of, like, you know, upgrades?
Yeah, because that would be like an HD. That would be like a remaster, or like a full fresh remaster to do.
Yeah,
I tried playing it recently. I think
which one?
Three?
Okay.
Yeah, I booted up 3. I don't know if I was playing on my ROG or my Ally. I forget what I was doing, but it did not age. It was shitty. Mm. Yeah, it wasn't like, the movement was weird. Maybe I was doing cloud game. I don't know what I was doing, but it wasn't what I remembered, you know. So
interesting. Yeah, so again, great move on their end, and of just having all these great features on Fallout 4, I'm assuming it's going to bring people, they watch the show, they're like, oh my god, what is this? It's great. Oh wait, hang on, this is a game. Hang on, let me check this out. Fallout 4, that's the latest title, let me try it out, let me play it. And obviously, with the new upgraded, performances, it's gonna really, like, bring people in. So I'm gonna hope to see at some point, maybe next week, the week after, or something, like, you know, headlines of, like, you know, Bethesda's Fallout 4 has increased players by X amount, 200%, 1000, you know, whatever. Like, because we saw that for, like, Cyberpunk, we saw that for all the other titles. So I'm assuming this is gonna be the same thing for this. And also Deck Verified, that's pretty cool. Like, you gotta check all the boxes here, and having it Steam Deck Verified is also a plus for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. You want to get that check mark that just makes people want to download the game even more, right? So it's just more of like a quality, that you're going to get a quality product. You're not going to have to tamper and finagle with a bunch of things and tinker. I know that's one thing you hate to do, is tinker with your games when you get them. So
don't let me tinker, man. Don't let me tinkle. I don't like tinkling. I want to add a little bit more news to this piece here. So Bethesda Game Studio Director Todd Howard, he's also addressed people mentioning wanting a Elder Scrolls TV series after the success of Amazon's Fallout show. And he just keeps saying no. He's like, I don't want to do it. I don't, you know, quote, this is what he says, quote, "You never know if someone's going to click. I think this really came out of, we think things are aligning to a high quality job. It wasn't forced." So he's saying basically, you know, what he made with the Fallout TV series, that wasn't forced. That was something that they organically wanted to do. If he does an Elder Scrolls TV show series, like, that would be forced. That's something that his team does not want to do. And so he doesn't feel like it is right to kind of follow that path. So kudos to him, you know, like, hey, you guys don't have that vision. You don't want to see that vision through. Totally respect that. But it would have been crazy to see Elder Scrolls in another piece of media, like TV this time. Like, how the hell, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Guys, let's take a break here. If you're joining us, or if you're enjoying this episode, rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, drop a review, and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord. Like I said before, where friendships are built through gaming. Nani.
Shout out to Birdman, by the way, for that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I thought about when I said that.
Let's tell the story real quick. We were playing a game. I forget what we were playing, like Sekiro or something, or Rocket League. I don't know what we were playing. We were playing something. And this American man did the most spot on Japanese accent ever. And he was saying Japanese words, and it was just so funny how accurate it was. Oh my God.
And he just kept going, like he literally just completely transformed into like a Japanese like anime character.
It was great. Anyways,
speaking of Japanese anime characters that have nothing to do with what I just said, Multiverse Netcodes update is here. So we know that Multiverses is coming out very soon. I'm excited for this. I don't think anybody else is, to be honest. I don't think anybody else is talking about this, but I am
excited. I'm excited.
You're excited. Good. I'm glad. I'm excited.
It's free to play.
It is free to play, and it's going to be better than ever. Here's an update on the netcode for Multiverses here. Quote, "With improved netcode comes improved matchmaking. During open beta, matchmaking was often determined by latency, meaning that people were often matching with opponents in nearby regions. Since being in closer proximity would yield higher quality matches with lower ping and better connections, our new net play will allow for people to play more seamlessly with friends and opponents who are further away. We've been actively testing the very positive results so far, ensuring better connections for players with noticeable improvements to the overall experience. This has all been very important to work towards our goal to have the Multiverse Online experience feel as though you're sitting next to your friend on the sofa playing locally, only with less sharing of the snacks." End quote. Hell yeah, dude.
Smash. Hell yeah, dude. Where you at? Smash. Where you at? Nintendo Online. Come on. Why can't we have good online? Why can't we have good? We should play Smash.
I mean, I'm always down. You know what I mean? Always down for Smash.
We haven't played Smash in a while.
We haven't. I've tried, you know, like a few weeks ago, and I'm trash now. I'm like, I can't. It takes a while for me to get into Smash again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got to like pick it up. But I always see it, and I'm just like,
Tempting.
Yes.
Rob, I'm getting so excited for Multiverse the more we hear about it, and just the strides that the team have done to like make this game just better, right? Improved rollback netcode, like just hearing the fans and hearing all the criticism that they've had from the beta and implementing it to this now like full-fledged game that they're releasing soon. This is giving me like, hey, we care about this and we want you to play this game as much as you can. So like, we're going to do everything and possibly to like get this to the hands of the players with like as little bugs, as little like issues as possible. Like, this is what I want from ever-growing service, right? Like the audience being heard, and this is exactly what they're doing. So what do you think about all this?
I'm going to say that if they nail the online experience for this game, a lot of people are going to pick it up, right? And it's going to be compared to Smash. There will be that talk where they'll be like, you know, this game was able to do this. Why wasn't Smash ever able to do something like this? Right. And it's going to be almost like the POW world slash like Pokemon argument where, you know, they're saying like, you know, well, how come Pokemon can't do this? Well, how come Smash can do this? So to me, it looks, the game didn't feel bad when we first played it, right? Like it felt, you could tell it needed some work, but it was still playable and it felt fun. The fact that like they're going beyond, above and beyond to make sure it feels like the best possible way, you know what I mean? Like it's going to feel good and you're going to get that snappiness. That's what I want. I want the snappiness of it. It felt like sometimes I was like gliding, right? I felt like floaty almost. I can't wait to like actually get my hands on this again and see if the characters feel more weighty. And I guess it depends on each character, right? But for the most part, you want to have a little bit of heft to your character. It feels like you're not like you're gliding on skates, you
know? I think the best word is like snappy. I want things to like actually work when I click on the button, right? And it seems like we're watching some videos now about what they've improved into the, you know, netcode, and it seems like it is in fact snappy. Everything that they're doing, it's with a purpose. It looks like it's actually corresponding to whatever the character, like the, you know, the player is doing in that movement. So it looks good. It looks, you know, the best part too, obviously, they mentioned is that they switched over to Unreal Engine 5, which is nice. Like they didn't have to, but like they were like, hey, let's improve the graphic fidelity of this and probably, you know, make it run better because of Unreal Engine 5. And so it's going to look cleaner. It's going to feel cleaner. It's going to feel like snappier. They have a second chance to make this game a hit. Now, the biggest thing, like I've mentioned in the past, if they don't hit the content, that's going to be the issue. If the content isn't there, then we're not going to see this game succeed. So I just hope they have a very well thought out plan, right? Like roadmap ahead, so that there's constant updates, there's constant just things to do, different kind of, you know, like
quality of life improvements happening.
Quality of life improvements, but also like the meat has to be there. There has to be enough stuff for us to do within a given amount of time. I always refer to Fortnite because Fortnite is a gold standard, and I feel like if they can succeed and reach Fortnite levels, they can make this game strive. So I'm hoping, man. I'm really hoping. DLCs, I can imagine all the cool characters that they can put in there. We'll see, man. But I'm really rooting for multiverses. Guys, this wraps up this week's gaming news. Remember, we have a website with merch and a bunch of other content there you can check out, thegamingduopod.com. A big shout out and thank you to all of our listeners. Again, make sure to review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of our content heading your way. We'll be back next week for gaming news. Until next time.
See you guys.